بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأنجيناه وأصحاب السفينة وجعلناها آية للعالمين.
Verse number 15. So I saved Nuh and the believers with him in the ark from being destroyed through drowning, and I made the ark a sign for people to take heed from.
وإبراهيم إذ قال لقومه اعبدوا الله واتقوه ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون.
Verse number 16. O Messenger, remember the story of Ibrahim when he said to his people, worship Allah alone, and fear his punishment by carrying out his commands and refraining from his prohibitions. That which is being ordered, that is better for you, if you really want to know what is better for you.
إنما تعبدون من دون الله أوثانا وتخلقون إفكا. إن الذين تعبدون من دون الله لا يملكون لكم رزقا فابتغوا عند الله الرزق واعبدوه واشكروا له إليه ترجعون.
Verse number 17. O idolaters, you are only worshipping idols which do not benefit or harm, and you are inventing a lie when you claim they are worthy of worship. Those whom you worship besides Allah do not have the ability to provide for you that they should provide you. Seek provision from Allah alone, as He is the provider. Worship Him alone, and thank Him for the provision He has blessed you with. To Him alone, you will be returned on the Day of Judgment to be reckoned and rewarded, not to your idols.
تكذبوا فقد كذب أمم من قبلكم وما على الرسول إلا البلاغ المبين.
Verse number 18. O idolaters, if you deny what Muhammad, peace be upon him, brought, then nations before you also denied, such as the nation of Nuh and Ad and Thamud. It is only upon the messenger to clearly convey, and he has conveyed what his Lord ordered him to convey to you.
أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا كَيْفَ يُبَدِئُ اللَّهُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ.
Verse number 19. Do these deniers not see how Allah created the creation initially, then He shall restore it after it has finished? This is easy for Allah, and He is powerful with nothing is beyond His ability.
قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ بَدَأَ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ اللَّهُ يُنْشِئُ النَّشْأَةَ الْآخِرَةَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
Verse number 20. O Messenger, say to these deniers of the resurrection, travel through the land and think how Allah began the creation. Then Allah will restore people after their death to the second life for the resurrection and reckoning. Allah is powerful over everything. Nothing is outside His ability, so He is able to resurrect people just as He created them in the first place.
يعذب من يشاء ويرحم من يشاء وإليه تقلبون.
Verse number 21. He punishes whom He wishes from His creation through His justice, and He has mercy on whom He wishes amongst His creation through His grace.
وما أنتم بمعجزين في الأرض ولا في السماء وما لكم من دون الله من ولي
Verse number 22. You are not going to escape your Lord, nor can you flee from his punishment on earth or in the heavens. You do not have besides Allah any helper to take care of your affairs, nor do you have any assistant to lift his punishment from you.
وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَلِقَائِهِ أُولَئِكَ يَئِسُوا مِنْ رَحْمَتِي وَأُولَئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ
Verse number 23. Those who disbelieved in the words of Allah and meeting Him on the Day of Judgment, those have lost hope in my mercy, so they will never enter paradise due to their disbelief, and those will have a painful punishment that will await them in the afterlife. Beneficial points. 1. Idols do not have the ability to provide, so they do not deserve worship. 2. Provision is only to be sought from Allah, who possesses the power to provide. 3. The beginning of creation is a proof to the resurrection. 4. Entering paradise is forbidden for one who dies in his disbelief.
فَمَا كَانَ جَوَابَ قَوْمِهِ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا اقْتُلُوهُ أَوْ حَرِّقُوهُ فَأَنْجَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنَ النَّارِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ
Verse number 24. The only answer Ibrahim's people gave to him, after he had instructed them to worship Allah alone and to give up the worship of idols, was that they said, Kill him or throw him into the fire in defense of your gods. But Allah saved him from the fire. In his being saved from the fire, after having been thrown into it, there truly are lessons for people who have faith, because they are the one who benefit from such lessons.
وقال إنما اتخذتم من دون الله أوثانا مودة بينكم في الحياة الدنيا ثم يوم القيامة يكفر بعضكم ببعض ويلعن بعضكم بعضا ومأواكم النار وما لكم من ناصرين
Verse number 25. Ibrahim, peace be upon him, said to his people, You have only taken idols as deities, whom you worship for your mutual recognition and affection for their worship in the present life. Then, on the Day of Judgment, this mutual affection between you will end, and you will disown and curse one another when you see the punishment. The fire will be the place you resort to, and no one will help and protect you against Allah's punishment, not the idols that you used to worship besides Allah, and nor anyone else.
فآمن له لوط وقال إني مهاجر إلى ربي إنه هو العزيز الحكيم
Verse number 26 Lut, peace be upon him, believed in him and Ibrahim said, I will emigrate to my Lord. To the blessed land of Levant. He is the mighty that cannot be challenged, and the one who migrates to him will never be humiliated. He is the wise in his planning and estimation.
وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَجَعَلْنَا فِي ذُرِّيَّتِهِ النُّبُوَّةَ وَالْكِتَابَ وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَجْرَهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَجْرَهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ
Verse number 27 I gave Ibrahim, Ishaq and his son, Ya'qub. I placed prophethood and revealed scriptures from Allah among his offspring. I gave him the rewards of his steadfastness on the truth in this world, and in the life to come he will be given the reward of the righteous. What he was given in the world will not reduce the noble reward that he has prepared for him in the afterlife.
ولوطا إذ قال لقومه إنكم لتأتون الفاحشة ما سبقكم بها من أحد من العالمين.
Verse number 28. O Messenger, remember the story of Lut when he said to his people, "You are committing a terrible sin that was not perpetrated before you by anyone in the whole world. You are the first to innovate this sin that goes against the sound nature of man."
أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ وَتَقْطَعُونَ السَّبِيلَ وَتَأْتُونَ فِي نَادِيكُمُ الْمُنْكَرُ فَمَا كَانَ جَوَابَ قَوْمِهِ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا ائْتِنَا بِعَذَابِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ.
Verse number 29. Do you approach men from their backsides to satisfy your lust, cut off the way for travelers who cannot pass by you, for fear of the obscene sin that you perpetrate, commit evil acts in your gatherings, such as nudity, and harm those who pass by with words and actions? By the only response from his people after he prohibited them from doing evil acts, was that they said to him, "Bring upon us Allah's punishment that you threaten us with if you are truthful in your claim."
قَالَ رَبِّ انْصُرْنِي عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْمُفْسِدِينَ.
Verse number 30. Lut, peace be upon him, prayed to his Lord after his people were obstinate and had disparagingly demanded that the punishment be sent down on them. O my Lord, help me against these people who spread corruption on earth by the disbelief and shameful sins that they promulgate. Beneficial points. 1. Allah's care for his righteous servants as he saves them from the plot of their enemies. 2. The friendship of disbelievers will be severed in the afterlife and will turn into enmity. 3. The virtue of migration to Allah. 4. The greatness of the rank of Ibrahim and his family in Allah's sight. 5. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, was definitely from the progeny of Ibrahim. 6. Being given some reward in the world does not mean that the reward in the afterlife will be diminished. 7. The obscene act of homosexuality is one of the major sins. 8. The evil of committing wrong acts in public gatherings.